Hospitals in Missouri are seeing an increase in a particular kind of patient, people who accidentally burn themselves while making methamphetamine. Addicts are using an approach called shake and bake to produce the drug. All it involves is a plastic bottle and store-bought ingredients, much simpler than making meth in a rudimentary laboratory. We have more from St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra.
Dennis Potter says he started taking meth when he was 16. 2 years later, he had learned how to make it.
It's so easy. It's so easy. Any person can do it. You can go to Walgreens, Home Depot, and Walmart, and they sell every bit of the ingredients.
Those ingredients include things like drain cleaner, lithium batteries, and pseudoephedrine, a decongestant in cold medications like Sudafed. Potter says using a method known as shake and bake, you mix everything together in a plastic drink bottle, shaking, cooling, and venting the container as you go. Do it right, you end up with at least several grams of meth in less than an hour. Do it wrong, you can find yourself holding an explosive fireball of corrosive chemicals. Potter says he knew the risks, but he'd made meth thousands of times with no problems. Then one night, he was teaching a friend shake and bake, and something went wrong. The bottle took on an orange glow, and within seconds, an explosion blew the walls off the room and set Potter on fire.
My arms, my legs, my hair, my eyes, I was blind.
At the burn unit of Mercy Medical Center in St. Louis County, Potter spent the next 5 weeks wrapped in bandages trying to recover. Burn unit director Dr. Michael Smock says over the past few years, he's been seeing more cases like Potter's.
As best as we can tell, since we've been trying to keep track of these numbers, we think it's about 35 patients a year.
That's about 15% of Mercy's burn patients. At the burn unit of Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville, Dr. Jeffrey Guy says that number is closer to 30%. He says because shake and bake is so easy, more people are trying to make their own meth and getting hurt in the process.
We're seeing people that are probably quite a bit more amateur methamphetamine producers. And the burns are typically always involving the hands and the arms, and in the more severe cases, the chest, face, and with severe inhalation injury.
Guy blames those close-quarter injuries on what he calls the intimacy of shake and bake.
You know, you're basically holding the lab inside a 2-liter bottle, which you're holding close to your body, much like you'd cradle a football.
In 2006, the federal government moved to curb meth production by restricting consumer access to the drug's key ingredient, pseudoephedrine. The law put products like Sudafed behind the pharmacy counter and limited the amount that any one person could buy. Meth lab numbers fell for a couple years. Then, says narcotics detective Jason Grellner, came shake and bake. Grellner works in Franklin County, about an hour west of St. Louis. He says with the new method, any addict can make his own meth anywhere with just a handful of cold medication.
No one remembers any meth labs in the United States from pseudoephedrine reduction prior to 1976 because there weren't any. Because up until that time, we required a prescription for pseudoephedrine in the United States.
Despite lobbying efforts by the pharmaceutical industry to protect consumer access, two states now have prescription-only laws on the books. Oregon and Mississippi have seen their meth lab numbers plummet. Dennis Potter says changing the law wouldn't stop him. He started making meth again not long after leaving the hospital. Now he regrets it.
I wish I never learned how. It haunts me daily because I do know how to do it.
Potter insists he hates meth, but admits he misses it every day. He's been clean for about 6 months. For NPR News, I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.